From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's one of the largest leveraged buyouts in U.S. history. The HCA Corporation, the biggest hospital chain in the country, said today it's being acquired by a group of private investors. The new owners will pay about $21 billion in cash and take on another $11 billion in debt. As NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, the buyout takes place at a time when many hospitals are feeling new financial strains.
HCA may not be a household name, but it's a company that touches the lives of millions of people every year. The company owns 176 hospitals and 92 outpatient surgery centers, making it the largest hospital chain in the country. Today, the company announced it's being acquired by a group of private capital firms, including KKR and Bain Capital. The family of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, which founded the company, will also retain a significant equity position. The move is an attempt by the company to respond to some big changes in the industry.
The marketplace for hospitals right now is very, very difficult.
Jean Mitchell is a healthcare economist who teaches at Georgetown University. Mitchell says that as physician pay has gone down, doctors in some states have responded by starting hospitals of their own, and they often refer some of the most lucrative cases there.
The issue is that the specialty hospitals tend to take the cream. They take the low-risk cases, and they take the patients with better insurance coverage.
That's left hospital chains like HCA with more and more uninsured patients who sometimes need very costly treatments. HCA said today its profit for the second quarter of this year was $295 million, down from $405 million a year earlier. Cheryl Skolnick, who analyzes healthcare for CRT Capital, says companies like HCA still make attractive investments.
They still have very significant cash flows from operations. I mean, on a normalized basis, the business would generate somewhere between $2.5 and $3.5 billion a year in cash. That's a lot of money.
But Skolnick says that if companies like HCA are to keep generating profits, they'll need to make some major adjustments. For instance, she notes that Medicare is planning some big changes in the way it reimburses health care providers. These changes will force hospitals to shift resources around.
And so you may want to close down or restructure some capacity or not invest in new capacity in cardiac and orthopedic programs, but you might want to then redirect it to a burn unit.
Skolnick says these changes can take time and they can be unpopular with shareholders who often have short-term expectations. Taking a company private can make it easier to carry out the changes that need to be made, says analyst Frank Morgan of Jefferies & Company.
If you do make strategic changes, you have to answer to a much smaller constituency. You've got, you know, your three or four private investors as opposed to thousands of shareholders around the country and thousands of analysts who are analyzing every move that you make.
For HCA, the decision to go private conveys other advantages, too. HCA will no longer have to pay dividends to shareholders, and it won't have to comply with post-Enron accounting regulations that many companies consider onerous. That will give it the resources and the time to regroup and adjust to a competitive landscape that's turned a lot tougher. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.